Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Peace, Power, and Plenty by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1909. What is fear? It is absolutely nothing. It is a mental illusion. There is no reality behind it. It is to the sane adult what the ghost is to the child. There is not a single redeeming feature about fear, or any of its numerous progeny. It is always everywhere an unmitigated curse. Although there is no reality in fear, no truth behind it, yet everywhere we see people who are slaves to this monster of the imagination. Fear is one of the most deadly instruments for marring human lives. It has a paralyzing, blighting influence upon the whole being. It crushes hope, kills courage, and so enfeebles the mind's action that it cannot create or produce. All work done when one is suffering from a sense of fear or foreboding has little efficiency. Fear strangles originality, daring, and boldness. It kills individuality and weakens all the mental processes. Great things are never done under a sense of fear of some impending danger. Fear always indicates weakness, the presence of cowardice. It depresses normal mental action and renders one incapable of acting wisely in an emergency. For no one can think clearly and act wisely when paralyzed by fear. When a person becomes melancholy and discouraged about their affairs, when they are filled with fear that they are going to fail, and are haunted by the specter of poverty, before they realize it, they attract the very thing they dread, and prosperity is crushed out of their business. In other words, such a person is always a mental failure first. But if instead of giving up to our fears, we would persist in keeping prosperity in our mind, assume a hopeful, optimistic attitude, and conduct our business in a systematic, economical, far-sighted manner, actual failure would be comparatively rare. When we become discouraged, when we lose heart and grip, and become panic-stricken, we are not in a position to make the effort which is absolutely necessary to bring victory. There is a shrinkage all along the line. We are thus in no condition to ward off the evil before which we cower, for our mental attitude lowers our vitality, lessens our powers of resistance, cripples our efficiency, and ruins our resourcefulness. One of the worst forms of fear is that of a foreboding of some evil to come, one which hangs over a life like a threatening cloud over a volcano before an eruption. Some people are always suffering from this peculiar phase of fear. They are apprehensive that some great misfortune is coming to them, that they are going to lose their money or their position, or they are afraid of an accident, or that some fatal disease is developing within them. They are always picturing the worst. How people suffer all their lives from the fear of some sort of accident, some fear of disease, fears of all kinds. And yet here we are at the present moment, most of us, without the loss of a finger, and many without even a scratch or a scar. I know people who never get happiness out of life, except in little snatches, They work like slaves to gain possessions and property, yet they never enjoy it. They look on life as terribly serious. They are always afraid they are going to lose their property, or that something fearful is going to happen. The worst waste of energy in human life is caused by that fatal habit of anticipating evil, of fearing what the future has in store for us. And under no circumstances can the fear or worry be justified by the situation, for it is always an imaginary one, utterly groundless and without foundation. What we fear is invariably something that has not yet happened. It does not exist, hence it is not a reality. If you are actually suffering from a disease you have feared, then fear only aggravates every painful feature of your illness and makes a fatal issue more probable. The fear habit shortens life, for it impairs all the physiological processes. Its power is shown by the fact that it actually changes the chemistry of the body. Fear victims not only age prematurely, but they also die prematurely. Sensitive, nervous people, and those who are physically weak, suffer the most from fear. We all know how the imagination tends to exaggerate everything, and people with sensitive, nervous dispositions, and those in feeble health, usually imagine that the worst possible will happen. Strong, robust health itself will kill a great many fears which cause suffering when the vitality is low and the power of resistance is weak. Everywhere we see the terrible havoc that fear has wrought in human lives. The premature wrinkles, the gray hair, the stooping shoulders, the anxious faces we see on all sides are the manifestation of foreboding fear thoughts. We are actually born into an atmosphere of fear and dread. We are afraid of our parents, afraid of our teachers, afraid of our playmates, afraid of ghosts, afraid of rules, regulations, and punishments, afraid of the doctor, dentist, and surgeon. Then our adult life is a state of chronic anxiety, which is fear in a milder form. We are afraid of failure in business, afraid of disappointments and mistakes, afraid of enemies open or concealed, afraid of poverty, afraid of public opinion, afraid of accident, sickness, and death, and unhappiness after death. We are like a haunted animal from the cradle to the grave, the victim of real or imaginary fears, not only our own, but those reflected upon us from superstitions, self-deceptions, false beliefs, and concrete errors of the whole human race, past and present. Most of us are foolish children, afraid of our shadows, handicapped in a thousand ways, so that we cannot get efficiency into our life's work. Just look at all those who suffer from fear of criticism and ridicule. How many people live in terror of what other people will think? In every step they take in life, they suffer from fear of what others will say. Many people are more afraid of ridicule than almost anything else. What all of us need is more courage. Indeed, courage should be taught in the schools, because everything that we strive for, success and happiness, are dependent upon it. In addition, it enhances tremendously the power of all the other mental faculties. Courage also compensates for many defects and weaknesses. A person who is filled with fear is not a real woman or man. They are a puppet, a mannequin, an apology of a woman or man. Quit fearing things that may never happen, just as you would quit any bad practice which has caused you suffering. Fill your mind with courage, hope, and confidence. Do not wait until your fear thoughts become entrenched in your mind and your imagination. Do not dwell upon them, apply the antidote instantly, and the enemies will flee. There is no fear so great or entrenched, so deeply in the mind, that it cannot be neutralized or entirely eradicated by its opposite thought. The opposite suggestion will kill it. You must drive out fear by putting a new idea into your mind. Fear in any of its expressions, like worry or anxiety, cannot live an instant in your mind in the presence of thoughts of courage, fearlessness, confidence, hope, self-assurance, self-reliance. Fear is a consciousness of weakness. It is only when you doubt your ability to cope with the thing you dread that fear is possible. Fear of disease, even, comes from a consciousness that you will not be able to successfully combat it. The best of all cures for fear is the knowledge that it has no reality, but is only a creature of your imagination. Always remember that you are the master of your destiny, that you can, by counter-suggestions, kill any fear, any enemy of your prosperity or happiness. There is no great power in the universe that sends misfortunes. On the contrary, there is a great creative power which holds us, shields us, and bestows on us all a bounty and prosperity. All the happiness and blessedness we open our minds to receive.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.